AP News, I'm Shelley Adler. An agreement on the debt deal has been reached. Now that President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have reached an agreement in principle, a House vote has been scheduled.
We're going to put the bill on the floor in 72 hours and pass it.
But Democratic Congressman Jim Himes on Fox News Sunday isn't so sure.
It's not done yet, and all you need to do is check the social media of the Freedom Caucus, who are just obliterating this deal.
A House vote is expected to take place Wednesday. Support from both parties will be needed to win congressional approval before a projected June 5th government default. Now the latest on Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was impeached by the Texas House Saturday.
Texas AG Ken Paxton says he has full confidence as he now awaits trial in the state Senate. His conservative allies there include State Senator Angela Paxton, his wife. The decisive 121-23 vote in the House amounted to a clear rebuke of the GOP-controlled body, Republican State Representative David Spiller.
No one person should be above the law, least not the top law enforcement official of the state of Texas.
Audio courtesy WVUE, final removal of Paxton requires a two-thirds vote in the Senate. He was impeached on 20 articles that included bribery and abuse of public trust. I'm Julie Walker.
A growing number of Capitol rioters are facing hefty fines on top of prison sentences at their hearings. That's because prosecutors appear to be ramping up efforts to prevent them from profiting from their participation in the riot on January 6th. An Associated Press review of court records show prosecutors in riot cases are increasingly asking judges to impose sentences that includes fines to offset donations from supporters of the rioters. This is AP News.
I'm Archie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. Jewish groups and politicians have protested outside a Roger Waters concert in Frankfurt, Germany. They accuse him of anti-Semitism and using Nazi imagery, which he denies. The concert is at the Festhal, where more than 3,000 Jews were rounded up by Nazis in 1938 and sent to concentration camps.
You.
The youngest of the singing Ames brothers, Ed Ames, has died at the age of 95, according to his wife. The Ames brothers were known for songs like You, Sentimental Me, Rag Mop, and The Naughty Lady of Shady Lane. Ames became an actor and portrayed Mingo on the TV series Daniel Boone.
Wish I could be part of that.
The remake of The Little Mermaid starring Halle Bailey was the big draw at the box office this weekend. It made more than $95 million domestically in its debut weekend. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Shelley Adler, AP News.